Welcome back, 9 minutes to nine, and I can reveal that the place where the EuroMillions ticket that has won 66 million euro for the buyer is still a mystery. The Independent this morning reporting that there is a frenzy, as they put it, in Kilmore Quay in County Wexford, where they quote local shop owner John Brady is saying he's got, in just 24 hours, he's got 2,000 people coming in asking him, do you know who won the ticket? You can guess why they want to know. Anyway, as we await at least the location of the purchase of the ticket, we're joined by Mark Westlake, who's a financial planner who also used to sit on the panel of advisors of the UK's National Lottery. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
I hear you think winning a shed load of money is not good news.
Yeah, it's one of the things you can't really plan for. There's very good data from the United States on this, which basically says that 77% of people who win large prizes on the lottery end up losing all the money within about 6 years. And worse than that, 44% of them end up bankrupt. So they actually end up worse off than they were before they started. You see a similar story with sports people, you know, very, very successful celebrities ending up with absolutely nothing at the end of it.
All right. So you think with 66 million, how could you possibly go through it? But your advice to the winner, if they're listening, would be what?
Well, you need to think like a small company. If this family was listed on the Irish Stock Exchange, they certainly wouldn't be the smallest company by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, that's about a third the market capitalization of independent news and media. So, you know, you really need to assemble a team of extremely competent professionals and think and operate as if you're in business. Because, you know, in order to accumulate that kind of money, for most people, entrepreneurs have done that through a lifetime of risk-taking and taking advice from lawyers and accountants. This has happened overnight. You can't prepare for that kind of eventuality.
Now, yeah, speaking of which, I just see, again, going back to the Independent, Paula McAvoy of the National Lottery saying you've 90 days to collect the prize. Some people leave it quite late. They give themselves time to talk to advisors and their friends and family. Some people, she says. So I suppose for every... Well, you can't call it a sad story, but there are people who do handle it well.
There are. I mean, there's a Chinese proverb which I use every day, which basically says that a wealthy person is someone who knows they have enough. I think we can safely say objectively that that's enough money for most people. So the real key and the real skill for any family in this situation is to work out what they need, what they want out of life, what's important, you know, what the really big, important things in their life are, and then really work out what to do with the surplus. David Gilmour, the guitarist from Pink Floyd, famously gave away 50 million because he didn't need it. That's the key to successful, happy lottery winning, in my view.
Now, you offered your... I mean, obviously, you're in the market, if as other financial planners are, if the lottery winner wants to wants to get some advice. But that said, you actually offered your services to the lottery when you moved to Ireland.
Indeed, yeah.
What were you offering?
Well, basically, I rather naively asked what the tender process was for the panel of advisors for lottery winners and got a letter back from the lottery in Ireland saying that there wasn't really an advisory process.
You think there should be?
Absolutely. I mean, this is clearly life-changing and not always for the best, as I've referenced.
Mark, excuse me, I'm going to stop you there because we want to remember somebody fairly important
indeed.
Who's passed. You know who I'm talking about.
I do indeed.
Mark Westlake, 5 to 9.